You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's this with the quarterbacks that gets to me. Teams are losing patience with quarterbacks. Even the veterans aren't getting enough or as much time as you might think that they would. For instance, Russell Wilson goes to Denver. They blow him up, and it costs a ton of money. And the Steelers get him for a song. Okay, Kirk Cousins goes to Atlanta, gets huge money, 100 mil guaranteed, I believe is the figure. And yet they go out and they get a guy with the eighth pick. And then you have Denver looking for a quarterback, and they overdraft by Dirty Dan's account and by all accounts in taking Bo Nix at 12. And it just makes me think that the entire idea of a franchise quarterback is becoming less and less of a viable thing. And I say that because teams are looking for franchise quarterbacks like crazy. We hear it all the time. But I don't know that a lot of them are sticking to it, Andy. And they're quickly, if you don't have the guy, you don't have Josh Allen, you don't have Justin Herbert, you don't have Patrick Mahomes, man, you're still looking. And that makes me just think, okay, Deshaun, just go do what you're supposed to do. And things are fine. And if he doesn't, Andy, I'll bet he's not back for a fourth season here. And I know financially it would be a big mess.
What is the threshold of sticking with your quarterback? Where is the time when you hit the eject button? You bring someone in, you draft someone in the first round, you got a quarterback that you drafted in the top 15, and now all of a sudden, okay, you're a rookie, I'm going with the draft, not the Deshaun part of it, that you say, all right, we're bringing this guy in. When do I hit the eject button? And should you be looking at it that way, or should you be going, no, we're never hitting the eject button. We drafted this guy here for a reason. We believe he can be our franchise quarterback, and that all the problems around this guy will not be his fault. It'll be everybody else's. It'll be wide receivers that couldn't catch passes. It'll be offensive linemen that couldn't make blocks.
I read one thing with all the draft analysis. Mm-hmm. And it was by Greg Rosenthal, who's been on the show, from NFL.com. And Greg wrote less about the Browns than he wrote about anybody, any team. He wrote next to nothing about the Browns.
Well, we didn't have a first-round pick.
Well, no, hold on. I thought it was the most telling thing I've read. Mm. And it's like a sentence. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
And this was his draft analysis.
And this is who again?
Greg Rosenthal, NFL.com.
Oh, okay.
For the third consecutive year, the Browns didn't have a first-round pick, thanks to the Watson trade, mm-hmm. who was outplayed by a backup quarterback in each of his first two seasons with Cleveland so far.
Okay. That's all he wrote?
That's his entire draft analysis of the Browns. But think about it. And I had to think, and I thought, oh, that's true. Because you could make the argument that Jacoby Brissett was better.
Yeah.
And you could certainly say that Joe Flacco was better.
That's a slam dunk.
Well, you brought in Jameis Winston. If Deshaun can't go again, let's just say, you know, whatever happens, if the guy gets hurt again or if he's not ready or whatever, and Jameis plays well, and you've done all this to get Deshaun, and 3 years in a row, the guy you bring in as a backup is better, that tells you an awful lot about A, your system, that it's good, and B, the guy you invested in, that he's not as good as you thought he was. So that's why I think, Andy, this year, I honestly think he's got to do a good job and stay on the football field, or I don't know that he's going to see a fourth year in Cleveland, despite all the financial ramifications.
Because the bill is paid?
No.
Does that make it easier?
No, because you're running out of time. You've built this team.
I'm sorry, the draft bill is paid. The financial bill is not anywhere near being paid.
You've built this team to compete right now. If it doesn't work next year, you're going to draw it out for another 2 years?
No.
That's my point. If it doesn't work this year, you're going to sit around for two more and keep your fingers crossed that it works? That's my point. I don't think they will.
I don't think so either. So I think we're on the same page. I think this is a make or break year for Deshaun Watson, and that they'll have to figure out the ramifications fiscally if they want to cut loose at the end of the year. But I don't even want to go into it right now because I know what I think, I know what I want, and I'm hoping that everything works out okay. I think we're all sitting here with our fingers crossed saying, because when you look at everything that's around the quarterback position, it looks pretty good. Looks good. Offensive line looks good. Defense, hopefully they don't give up.
Everything looks good.
They don't give up 45 points again in a playoff game. Hopefully that won't happen again.
You don't have Nick Chubb, but you have plenty of other running backs.
But you may
hope you get Nick back.
You may have Nick back. That's the other thing, too.
So. You've added to the wide receiver group.
It's the only question this team has. It's been the only question this team has had for 3 years. How is Deshaun Watson look? Does he look like the top-tier quarterback that you ponied up for? Is the return you're getting from him exactly what you thought? If the answer is no, then you need to go another direction. And back to Jeff's quarterback thought, I mean, the idea of moving on from these quarterbacks, it's kind of the same timeline that these coaches have. It's kind of the same timeline these front offices have had, where it's like, you got 2 years. You've got 2 years and the coach gets canned. You can't figure it out in 2 years, coach is out. Can't figure it out 2 years after that, the whole front office is blown up. I mean, that's the timeline. Yeah. It's like, you got 2 years.
I think it's interesting. Think about what Denver did. And they got rid of Russell Wilson. They're eating that money, right? You got to eat all that money this year.
Right.
And you're going to go into the season with Jarrett Stidham, Ben DiNucci, Zach Wilson, who was a second overall pick, and the Jets, you know, in 3 years, boom, he's out. And Bo Nix, who most folks had listed as a late first-round pick at the earliest, or a second-round pick, who you took at 12 as your quarterbacks. And you're going to tell Zach Wilson and Bo Nix basically to fight it out. And if you're Bo Nix, or better yet, if you're Sean Payton, you got to think Bo Nix is the guy who's going to get the best look at that, don't you think?
Absolutely.
He has said competition with Zach Wilson. And think about it. Just a couple of years ago, Zach Wilson was highly thought of to be the second overall pick in the draft. And Bo Nix was thought to be a second-round pick. And now he's the guy. That just shows the impatience with quarterbacks coming into the league. Kenny Pickett's now sitting in Philadelphia. He was going to be the guy in Pittsburgh, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nope. They moved on from him. They brought in Russell Wilson. And then you got Justin Fields.
Yeah, I never felt like, I don't know. There was kind of the local darling thing.
Without question, Andy, except for one thing. They gave him a chance, but not a ton of a chance, did they? He got hurt. You know, maybe they thought this didn't work, but that just adds to the impatience of what's going on at the quarterback spot. That's the thing of it to me. These teams aren't waiting around.
I mean, it's just if you're the Steelers, don't you feel like you just wasted a first-round pick? Wait. On a franchise that normally doesn't waste first-round picks?
Except for the fact that he wasn't top 10.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites.
So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, okay, it's still a first round pick.
I know.
For the Steelers, who have many years haven't been in that top 10.
A first round pick late in the first round at quarterback seems to carry a little bit of a stigma that, well, you didn't think highly of him. If you had drafted a defensive lineman with that pick, well, you'd have thought, hey, he's got to come into play. He's going to start. He's going to be good.
Yeah, but you can only pick where you're at.
No, I know. Yeah. But my thought is, Andy, we got a quarterback, but he was in the 20s. Okay, well, we see all the time guys who were in their 20s, or not age, in the picked in the 20s, Jordan Love, Aaron Rodgers. You see it time and time again, both by the Packers, who both sat for what, Dan, 3 years each?
I think so. Either two or three.
I'm looking at the Steelers' first round picks over the years, and it's just like, man, they got a lot of impact players in there.
Right.
What's more detrimental to your franchise? Moving on from a bad pick quickly?
Or hanging on to
it? Or hanging on to it and talking yourself into it.
It's hanging on to him. And that's why I think this is going to be a critical year for Deshaun Watson in Cleveland.
The Steelers have only had two top 10 picks since 1989.
But they've moved on at quarterback. And
yeah.
I would say both guys they pick are better than Kenny Pickett. And I wonder if it doesn't fly in Cleveland if the Browns do the same. And I even wonder this. Let's just say for whatever reason Deshaun doesn't play well, he gets injured, whatever, and Jameis comes in on a one-year contract and plays well. I mean, Jameis has played well in his career. Is he surefire, outstanding star quarterback? No. But the dude threw for over 5,000 yards in a season. I know he threw a lot of interceptions. Great. A lot of guys throw interceptions. The guy threw for over 5,000 yards. What if he comes in? Could he be the quarterback that you signed to a three-year contract? And it just...
Could he be Joe Flacco?
Well, Flacco's not the guy you signed for 3 years.
What I'm saying is, could he give you that same kind of lift?
Maybe.
That Flacco gave you?
Except Flacco came out of the blue.
Oh, out of everybody's blue.
You know, yeah. I mean, at least Jameis is here, and you know that's going to happen. I just think if I'm the Browns, I don't feel that I'm married to Deshaun Watson anymore. Based on what's going on with quarterbacks in the
NFL. I don't
know.
Fiscally, you're still married.
I'm
you got a lot of alimony.
I'm married for a year.
If you decide to get divorced, the alimony is through the roof.
Absolutely. Ask Denver about that.
Yeah.
Who now, without blinking an eye, brought in a guy who was a second overall pick and used the 12th pick on another quarterback. Mm. Boom, two guys there. Pittsburgh moves on from Pickett. Boom, you get a guy who was a Pro Bowler, and you get a guy in Justin Fields who a lot of people think has a great upside. And you don't pick up his option. Wow. In other words, Andy, teams aren't waiting around for these quarterbacks anymore.
No.
They're just not doing it.
I also think when you look at the grades of the AFC North, too, was another thing that I kind of was keeping my eye on. Yeah. I don't know. You're right. How do you grade the Browns on a curve because they didn't have a first-round pick?
I'm not even looking at it. Mike Hall, welcome to Cleveland. Welcome home. Zach Zinter, welcome to Cleveland. We're going to talk about Zach Zinter with John Jansen from the Michigan Radio Network coming up at 12:20. Next, You're the Cavs. You're home tomorrow night for game five. And games three and four did not go well. What do you do? What do you do? 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps here on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.